Manyuchi's followers have gone since Friday when he systematically knocked down Dmitry Mikhalenko of Russia to land the World Boxing Council silver belt. The Mashingo-born boxer has become a topical issue in Zimbabwe, where Quail Beds had become a household name. Sports Minister Makosini Thongwane said he is happy about Manyuchi's achievement.
I'm very, very excited that Manyuchi has done this.
The boxer's sister Jacqueline said Manyuchi is a hero after taking on Dmitry Mikhalenko with limited training facilities. Manyuchi is expected home this evening after passing through Lusaka, Zambia, where his promoters are based. Also celebrating are the Green Machine of Capes United, who shot to the top of the 16-team Kasolaga Premier Soccer League table after a hard 4-1-0 win over winless Border Strikers. The victory at the National Sports Stadium also sees Capes United equal on 13 points with FC Platinum, but the Green Machine go top on goal difference after Kugona Kuninge Kudada were held to a goalless draw by Harare City. Capes United coach Roy Chitembwe said although they did not win by a higher margin as expected, the 3 points garnered were what they wanted from the match.
Okay, we're quite satisfied, we're quite happy. Though today it wasn't as pretty as would have wanted it to be.
Border Strikers are without a point or a goal in their 5 matches, and coach Saul Chaminuka is honest enough saying they have to move a gear up if they are to survive relegation.
Played well, but not too well, because if we had played well, we could have won the game. What we need to do is go back and work.
Overnight leaders FC Platinum surrendered their lead to Capes United after that goalless draw against Harare City in their fortress of Mandawa Stadium. FC Platinum have the same number of points as the Green Machine, but they trail the former Cup Kings on goal difference. The 2015 Zimbabwe Cup Confederation Cup representatives were a pale shadow of what they've been in the last 4 matches, and Harare City coach Taurai Mangwiro said they have themselves to blame for not beating the money bets.
We'll all agree with me. It was there for the taking. We have all but ourselves to blame for not taking all 3 points.
Highlanders moved to second on the table after a narrow 1-0 win over Chapungu, courtesy of a Knox Mtizwa strike. But there is no such good news. A 2015 champion, Chicken Inn, who started to another loss, this time 1-0 to City rivals Blauwe City. Mutare City Rovers picked their first set of maximum points after a 1-0 win over Aumine, while another of the new boys, Ngezi Platinum Stars, also collected 3 points after a 2-0 win over Cholocho Pirates. Portuguese coach Paulo Jorge Silva continues to hang on his job after his team drew 0-0 with Wange at the Colliery, while Triangle also settled for a draw against ZPC Kariba, that game ending 2-0. Both Triangle and ZPC Kariba are under the guidance of former Dynamo's great Detman Gora for the Sugar Sugar Boys and Sunday Chizambwa for Katuruturu. Now to horse racing. Some punters are smiling all the way to the bank after an heralded Rock the Country won the 2,000-meter Castle Tankard at Borodale Racecourse Saturday. The outsider is paying out $50 for every dollar placed on bet, and all those who begged Rock the Country are in cloud nine after the 6-year-old came out top ahead of mathematician Windigo and Uraculon. The race ended up with 12 contestants instead of 14 after Pacifica passed away while in training, while on the other hand, Flux from Singapore was withdrawn due to illness. For winning the Castle Tankard, Rock the Country took home $30,000. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.